grass stain on the knee of your pants, mustard on your shirt, ink on your sleeve, paint on your favorite jacket, mud on a dress, ketchup on the front of your shirt. These are all just examples of common stains that occur on various articles of clothing we may own. Articles of clothing which could be your favorite shirt, your nicest dress, your best dress pants. But within a matter of seconds, an unfortunate accident might render something you cherish into something you don't desire to wear anymore. You may try various methods or products which claim to remove the stain, but to much avail, it still appears. You may discard the item depending on what it is. It may become of different use to you now. Instead of wearing it out in public, you may only wear it around the house, maybe to do chores or yard work. Most consider stains embarrassing to wear in public. We usually attribute them to maybe being sloppy, unkept, or even unclean or dirty. Why are so many stains so hard to get out? Well, it depends on the type of fabric it is, sometimes what was dropped on it and how long it sat on it. For example, some things like mustard or grape juice can soak deep into the fibers of the fabric in an almost microscopic way, overpowering the original dye that was put on the fabric, thus changing the makeup of the fabric forever. All of this is how sin works in our lives. When we were born pure and wholesome. But in time, we began to know sin, and sin began to leave its mark on our lives. The stain of sin runs deep. Deep into the innermost parts of our being, sin stains our hearts, our minds, and even our souls, making us less desirable to God, like that cherished garment you had that once became stained, became a point of shame or almost humiliation. God spoke to Israel through the prophet Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 2, in verse 22, and he says, although you wash yourselves with lye and use much soap, the stain of your iniquity is before me, declares the Lord God. Lye, a very harsh chemical, a chemical that can even burn the skin, cannot remove the iniquity. It doesn't matter how much soap you use, our iniquity is still before God. Isaiah 64:6 says, for all of us have become like one who is unclean, and all of our righteous deeds are like filthy garments. If our righteous deeds are like filthy garments before God, imagine what our sins are to Him. Each and every one of us have been stained by sin in this life. Some walk around wearing their sin stains with pride, showing them off with no shame for all to see. Others may be able to hide them from the human eye and from each other, but God still sees them. No sin, great or small, can be hidden from the eye of God. So what can be done about this? What can remove this stain caused by sin that overshadows us? What about sin that's gone untreated? That will cause us to be discarded into a godless hell. Isaiah 1:16-18 says, wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, remove the evil from your deeds for my sight. Cease to do evil, learn to do good, seek justice, reprove the ruthless, defend the orphan, plead for the widow. And God says, come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are as scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they will be like wool. How can we cleanse ourselves? How can we wash away our iniquities? It's simple. We can't. But it's not what we can do, it's more what can be done for us. In Hebrews chapter 9, verses 11 through 14 says, "But when Christ appeared as a high priest of good things to come, he entered through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this creation, and not through the blood of goats and calves, but through his own blood, he entered the holy place once and for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled those who have been defiled, sanctify for the cleansing of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ offered himself, the blood of Christ, through whose eternal spirit offered himself without blemish to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God." Jesus, the holy, blameless Son of God, was sacrificed on Calvary for our sins, and it was there that his blood was spilt for us, and it is only the blood of Christ that can remove the stain of sin from our lives, and it is only at baptism where we are washed and cleansed by the blood of Christ. We enter that water, filthy, dirty, sin-stained people, and arise washed, white as snow, ready for God's service. Galatians 3:27 tells us, "For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ." God not only washes away our sins, but he clothes us with a new garment, and that is Christ. As we meet here around the Lord's table this morning, there are those sitting here who have done this very thing. Once a sinner stained by this present world, had their lives washed clean by the blood of Christ, and there are those who have not. Those who, although may sit here dressed in their Sunday best, may appear beautiful on the outside, but their lives stained deep to their soul by sin. Our Father and gracious Lord, we thank you, God, so much for this time that we can come and meet around your Son's table, Lord. We cannot thank you, Lord, enough for that great and glorious sacrifice that you gave your only begotten Son, Lord, on Calvary. Although he was blameless, Lord, he became sin. He became our sin for our benefit, Lord. And we thank you, God, Lord, that through the blessing of baptism, Lord, that we can have our sins washed away and become white as snow. Not because we deserve it or because we're so great, Lord, but because you loved us that much that you would give your only begotten Son for us. And we just ask you, Lord, just to please be with us this day as we partake of these emblems, which represent your body and your blood, Lord. Just help us to take of these things in a worthy manner. And just please, Lord, help us to remain unstained by this world. In Jesus' name.